Welcome back, everybody. Tom and Yomi. Today we're up to Daf Chav Vav, Amud Aleph 26a, and we are in the very bottom of Daf Chav Hey Amud Beis. So comes the Gemara and says, based on the Mishnah, Ma'aseh Shel Gadru Tainus Belud. So the Mishnah had told us that it once happened that a fast was made in Lod, and Rabbi Tarfon told them to eat when it stopped and be festive and recite Halal Gadol. Name a Halal Meikara. So let them say Halal before they go home and eat. Why did Rabbi Tarfon tell them to first go home and eat once it rained and then go say Halal? Let them do the other way around. So answer the Gemara, Abai Barava Darmi Tarayu Gufisha Ein Omrim Halal. The only time we're supposed to say halal is when we're full and satiated. That's the best time to say halal, to thank Hashem. Any, is this really true? But Rav Papa once visited the shul of Avi Govar, the Gazar Tanis, and he made a fast because there was no rain. And then there was tons of rain. And then they said halal. And then they went home and they ate and they drank. So it was the opposite of what we said. So answer Gemara, no shiny b'nei mechuza, just shlichei b'shechros. This place was different because they usually got drunk when they would go and have their meals. And since they got drunk, they would go say halal. They wouldn't be able to say halal afterwards. So that's why they had to say halal before. Hadron Allah, Seder Tanio Segu. This is the end of the third parak of Maseches Tainus. Now we are about to start the fourth parak of Maseches Tainus. So comes the Mishnah and tells us, B'shlosha parakim b'shanam, three occasions of the year, Kohanim nosu meskapeim. So the Kohanim go and duchen, they give the brachos to the people, arba'a pa'amim bayom, four times during the day, B'shachris, B'musaf, B'mincho, V'niyas sharim. So on 3 days of the year, the Kohanim would give Birchas Kohanim four times in the day by these four tefillos of Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and Ni'ilah. But Tanios, when would this be on? Tanios on fast days, Ma'amados on these Ma'amados, which we'll explain what these are, Uviyom HaKippur, man on Yom Kippur. So Elohina Ma'amados, these are the Ma'amados, this is what the Ma'amados are, says the Mishnah, Gufishin Emar, Tzavis, Ben Israel, Eskarboni Lachmin, because the Pasuk says by the Karbon Tamid that my offering, my food, which implies that the Tamid is a communal offering. It's referring to the entire Ben Israel, Tzavis, Ben Israel, that all of the Jews should go and partner in this. How could it possibly be that a person is going to go and bring a karbon when he's not actually there? So Rashi tells us, who are these Nevi'im Rishonim? This is referring to Shmuel HaNavi and David HaMelech. So either way, there were 24 Mishmaros, which divided up the Kohanim and Levim into 24 groups that served in the Beis HaMikdash 1 week at a time on a rotating basis. I'll call Mishmar and Mishmar, and on every single Mishmar, on each of these groups, Hayam Maimin B'Yerushalayim, Shel Kohanim, Shel Levim, Shel Yisraelim. There was a Maimin, there was a group in Yerushalayim of Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim that would stand by the Karbanos and act as the Shlichim for the people, meaning you'd had the people, the Kohanim, doing the Avodah, the Levim singing, and then you had this group of the Maimid that they were going and standing and davening that Hashem should accept these Karbanos. Yigiyaz Man HaMishmar La'alos, when the time came for each Mishmar to go and ascend, Kohanim, Levim, so the Kohanim Levim of that Mishmar would go to Yerushalayim from their hometowns. And the Yisraelim from that Mishmar, that they were assigned to that Mishmar, who were not stationed in Yerushalayim, they would go and assemble in their own towns. And they would go and read from Maisa Bereishis. That's what they were going to do. The next part is in parentheses, so we're going to skip that part. Now comes Gemara and goes through the readings, the Torah readings that we would have for these Ma'amados. So basically, they would have laning on that day, just like what we would have on like a Monday or a Thursday. So they would have lanings, and they would read from Maisa Bereishis. That's how they would go ahead and do this. But in general, we have to remember that the halacha is that every aliyah has to be at least 3 psukim, and the whole Torah reading is supposed to be 10 psukim at least when we're taking out the Torah. There are a few times, like when it comes to Purim, Vayavo Amalek, which is 9, but generally we have 10. So over here, that's what we're going to be talking about, what the Torah reading is for these days. So by Yom HaRishon on Sunday, they read from Bereishis v'Yehi Rakia. So they would read both of those paragraphs. Pasheni on Monday, they would read Yehi Rakia v'Kavu Amayim. They would read those two paragraphs. Pashlishi Yekavu Amayim v'Yehi Me'oros. Then they would read those two paragraphs. Baravi Yehi Me'oros v'Yishur Tzu Amayim. Then they would read both of those paragraphs. Bachamishi on Thursday, they would read Yishur Tzu Amayim. And then Vitotze Haaretz. And then they would read that part. And Bashishi on Friday, they would read Vitotze Haaretz and Vayechulu. So they would have both of those sections. So they would read one section from the previous day, and then the next section, that's how they would do it. Parsha Gedola Koronosa Bishnayim Vaktana Biyachid. So every day, the longer paragraph was read by two people, and the shorter one was read by one person. Bishachris B'Musuf. When this was happening at Shachris and Musuf, Uva Mincha Nichnasim V'Koron Al Piyim. But at Mincha, they would just come and say it by heart. They wouldn't have to read it by the Torah with the whole procedure. Kekoron Es Shema. It's just like when they would say Shema, they would just have to go and say it by heart. Erev Shabbos B'Mincha Liyu Nichnasim V'Nechavod HaShabbos. And Friday afternoon at Mincha, they wouldn't have to go and conduct this Maimon service because of Kavod HaShabbos, so they can get ready and get in the mood for Shabbos. Good. Now comes the Mishnah and mentions a certain exceptions when we wouldn't have these Maimid services. Kol Yom Sheyesh Bo Halel in Maimid B'Shachar. So any day where we read Halel, so then there would be no Maimid at Shacharis. Karbon Musuf, Ein Ba Ne'ilah. Anytime we had a Karbon Musuf, there would be no Mamid service at Ne'ilah. Karbon Eitzim, Ein Ba Mincha. Any day we would have a wood offering. This is when basically there were certain families that were Zochet to go and bring wood as a donation to the Mishkan, or to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mizbeach, and there would be a special carbon for these people on those days. So if we ever had this carbon Eitzim, so there would be no Mamad service at Mincha. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Akiva. This is what Rabbi Yeshua would say, carbon Musaf Ein BaMincha. When we have Musaf, then there would be no Mamad at Mincha. Carbon Eitzim Ein BaNe'ila. When we have a wood offering, then there would be nothing at Ne'ila. Chaz Rabbi Akiva Leil Shona Kir Ben Azai. Fine, then Rabbi Akiva retracted and said, okay, fine, that sounds better. We'll go with the position of Ben Azai. Now comes the Gemara and discusses what these wood offerings are that we mentioned above. So Zman Atzei Kohanim V'am Tisha. So there were nine times that we celebrated this Zman Atzei Kohanim, that the wood festival of the Kohanim that the people would celebrate. Be'echad ben Nisan b'nei Arach ben Yehuda. So on the first of Nisan, the family of Arach ben Yehuda, they were the ones who donated wood, so they would have that holiday on that day. Be'esther b'Tammuz on the 20th of Tammuz b'nei David ben Yehuda. Then that would be their day. Be'chamisha b'Av on the 5th of Av b'nei Parosh ben Yehuda. It would be Parosh ben Yehuda. Be'shiva bo b'nei Yonada ben Rechav. On the 7th of the month, it would be his family. Basar bo b'nei Snav ben Binyamin. On the 10th, it would be that family. B'chamisha asar bo b'nei Zatu ben Yehuda. On the 15th, it would be the other family. Imam Kohanim Levim, among with them would be the Kohanim Levim. V'chomi shita b'shifto. And anyone who was uncertain as to which tribe he was part of, v'nei Gonvei Eliyu, v'nei Kotzei Kitzios. And the families of these pestle smugglers and the fig cutters, which we're going to explain what these are in the Gemara. B'esrim bo b'nei Pachas Moav ben Yehuda. On the 20th, it would be that family. B'esrim be'elo b'nei Adin ben Yehuda. On the 20th, El would be their family's turn. B'echad b'teves shavu b'nei Paroshnia. And on the 1st of Teves, so this family of Parosh, they donated wood a second time. B'echad b'teves lo yabo maimed. On the 1st of Teves, there were no maimed services at all. Shahia bo halo v'karbon musuf v'karbon eitzim. Because as we pointed out, there are three things that stop the maimed from the various tefilos. So on the 1st of Teves, you had halel because it was Rosh Chodesh. We also had the karbon musuf because it was Rosh Chodesh. And it was also a karbon eitzim day, so we didn't have any maimed at all. So we'll continue the mission tomorrow. This is Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph, the beginning of the 4th parak. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.